Day 2. Thirsting in the Wilderness. And all the assemblage of the sons of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin, after their journeys, according to the mouth of Yehoah, and they encamped in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. And the people quarreled with Moses, and they said, "Give us water, and we will drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test Yehoah?" And the people thirsted there for waters, and the people murmured against Moses, and said, "Why is this, that thou hast made us come up out of Egypt, to make me die, and my sons, and my cattle, with thirst?" And Moses cried to Yehoah, saying, "What shall I do to this people? A little more, and they stone me." And Yehoah said to Moses, "Pass on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, with which thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go. Behold, I stand before thee there on the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and waters shall come out of it, that the people may drink." And Moses did so before the eyes of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the quarreling of the sons of Israel, and because of their testing Yehoah, saying, "Is Yehoah in the midst of us or not?" Exodus chapter 17. Arcana Celestia 8562. And there was no water for the people to drink. That this signifies a lack of truth and of the consequent refreshment is evident from the signification of water as being the truth of faith, and from the signification of drinking as being to be instructed in the truths of faith and to receive them. Here, to be refreshed. For as water and drink refresh the natural life, so truths and the knowledges of truth refresh the spiritual life. For he who is in spiritual life longs for its sustenance from such things as are called heavenly food and drink, which are the goods and truths of faith, just as he who is in natural life longs for sustenance from such things as are natural food and drink. That temptation as to truth is now treated of is because temptation as to good was treated of just before, after which temptation they received the manna, by which is signified good. For when man is endowed with good by the Lord, he comes into a longing for truth. And this longing is kindled according to the lack of truth, because good continually strives after truth. All the genuine affection of truth is from good. The case here is like food, which cannot nourish the natural life without drink. Food longs for drink, with which it may be conjoined so as to serve for use. This, then, is the reason why temptation as to truth follows immediately after temptation as to good. Temptation attacks that which a man loves and longs for. Consequently, by Israel's murmuring on account of the lack of water is signified temptation from the lack of truth. For when a man comes into temptation from the lack of truth, he is kept in a vehement longing for it, and at the same time in despair of eternal salvation on this account. These things then cause suffering and complaint. Arcana 85:82, "And thou shalt smite the rock." That this signifies that they should be urgent in entreating the Lord is evident from the signification of smiting as being to be urgent in entreating, but from a humble heart. That to smite the rock denotes to entreat urgently from a humble heart can be seen from the fact that because Moses smote the rock from a hard heart and thus demanded water, therefore it was declared to him that he should not bring the people into the land of Canaan, in the similar story in the book of Numbers. Questions. Have you ever met someone who seemed to be thirsting for truths to sustain his or her spiritual life, like the woman at the well, or the children of Israel in the wilderness? Hunger for good comes first. Once this hunger begins to be satisfied, it leads directly to a thirst for truths. Do we see this hunger, and then thirst, pattern in children growing up? How can we help them best? What might be an example of spiritual food or goodness not nourishing the spiritual life without drink or truth? Notice the despair of eternal salvation on account of the lack of truth. What might be an example of this? See the last words of this story in Exodus. The Lord wants us to be urgent, yet humble, in begging Him for the truth. He says, "Ask, and it will be given you." He gives us the parables of the man whose friend comes to him at midnight, pleading for some bread to serve a guest, and who won't leave the man alone. And the widow who nags the evil judge into giving her justice by her persistence. How do we do this?